Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, welcome here, beautiful. It has been a minute, has it not? The name of my last episode was perfect because I have been beautifully busy. We had some family tragedies and emergencies happen and had another tree fall in our yard. It's been one of those seasons where it's one thing after another. You know, everybody goes through stuff like that at least once in their life. It is sprinkling outside, so I hope the sound... I personally love rain, like dreary weather. If it's not your thing, you don't have to keep listening because there will be raindrops in the background. I'm sitting on the back porch at my mother-in-law's. We're house/dog-sitting, so I'm sipping my coffee on the back porch and just thought I would share some, just a tip with you guys, that I have been sharing with multiple people in real time, and a lot of people haven't heard about it, so I just wanted to share it with you. But random thought, this would happen if we were talking on the phone or something. I bought a frother. Okay, back up. I didn't buy one. Okay, so this is the story. My husband went on this kick where he didn't want to drink coffee, right? Like, he got all excited, did all this research. My brother-in-law started this mud water thing, which I'm sure y'all have seen it. And if you order it, it comes with a frother, like a mixer thing. And, well, I didn't know it was a frother. Okay, it's just a mixer. So I was talking to one of my friends, and she had been frothing her, like, foam in her coffee. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get one of those. I thought she had like an espresso machine, you know, like with the steam thing that comes out, you know. And she was like, no, it looks like this. And she sent me a picture. And I was like, oh, I have one of those. It came with my husband's like mud water thing. And so I tried it and it foams your milk. I had to take a sip of that while I said that. And it literally... I don't know. It helps with that, like, I feel like I got a real coffee kind of thing if you struggle with that. That's a frugal tip. I'm all about frugality on this podcast as well. So, frugal tip, you can buy one on Amazon for like $8 and it's way cheaper than going out for coffee. You know. Not saying that that's bad, but if you want to stretch that, you know, that's a good tip. So, anyway, moving on. So, if you could just keep praying for our family. We started our machine shop full-time. My husband's home now. So, we are full-time entrepreneurs now. So, it has just been, it's been busy, guys. Like I said, beautifully, it's been beautifully busy. Started a new homeschool curriculum. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. So, I was at a women's retreat a couple weekends ago, and I was just talking in a group of ladies, and, Titus 2 came up, and, they had never, heard that explained to them. One of them actually didn't even know that that was in the Bible, which is fine. But I just think this goes to show, this is my gentle pushback. We're not discipling women rightly. That's all I'm going to say on that. So, moving on. So then I started talking about how in this group of ladies, like, homemaking is more than just chores. It's more than just household management. Like, it's more than that, right? That's going to be another episode So y'all stay tuned. But whenever we are caring for our home, that's what it feels like. It feels like we are the giant chore chart. We're the maid. We're the shopper. We're the inventory keeper. We have a lot, right, that we're mentally holding when it comes to caring, managing our homes. So I haven't recorded one of these in a really, like, I mean, I think this is one of my very, very first episodes. So you can go back and see how much different it is. So my main tip with household management now would be, for me, because I have ADHD, now it's called that, but anyway, which in the brain, because it's a neurodivergency, that go, executive functioning issues is a part of that, just it's how my brain is, and if you've been here long enough, I don't believe in making these things an excuse. I think that these are just challenges that you need to partner with the Lord and mature and grow and lean on Him, and you know that weakness is there for a reason. So anyway, so my whole 20s has been a journey of learning how to live with executive functioning issues and not be a cluttery slob. I also am not very observant, like, at all. You could paint a wall yellow and I wouldn't notice it for a very long time. So to me, I would write, I used to write everything out on a paper. And this was actually one of the contributors, because I have anxiety that leads to depression. So this was one of the contributors of my postpartum depression with my son, was that everything was piling. And because I didn't know how to manage my executive functioning to the point where it was livable, everything just piled, and I didn't know where to start, okay? Which I am realizing a lot of women that I talk to struggle with that as well. They don't know where to start. So this was actually part of my counseling. So the counseling I went to, that was part of, she was helping me learn how to manage tasks, okay? And in that season, that's exactly what I needed, because I didn't know where to even begin, because I was just drowning, right? So over the years, I just got used to writing everything down on paper, and like, that worked for me, until I found, bum, 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 drum roll, Fly Lady. So Fly Lady is amazing. She does have a .com. It's kind of old school. It's really hard to navigate, personally. It's very cluttery. For me, it's visually overstimulating and overwhelming. So the app is awesome. It's free to download. She does have a course that you can take if you want. I have not done it, but you can. So you can download it in the Play Store, wherever you download apps. And it looks, it's a little fairy icon. And you download it. And so what's super cool is, if you're like me and you don't know where to begin and you're not observant, or you, anyway. So if you open the app, she writes like a weekly, like, encouragement posts. You don't have to read it, but you can. This is like all on the home screen. So then what she also does is she has broken down homes into zones. So you have a zone once a week from Sunday to Sunday that you work on top of a monthly habit, on top of your daily routine. Okay, so that might sound like a lot, but when you're in the app, and a lot of this is habit forming, which, I mean, science says it takes 21 days to form a habit, right? So, which I think is so cool that she focuses on a specific habit for a whole month. But using the app in itself is a habit, right? So that would be my first tip. Tip number one, download the app. See if it is anything you're even interested in or if it would help. I would say try it for at least 14 days. Try it for 2 weeks. See if you like it. And, you know, if you, it's free. What are you going to lose? Nothing. So try it. And so for people like me, it's very, very helpful because there's a section where if you click on routines on the bottom, and there's morning, afternoon, evening, and then a weekly blessing. So she already has things inputted, okay? So people like me, this is helpful. So everything's inputted. If you open it, it might not apply to you. Same thing with the zones, like a laundry room, okay? So she'll have you in the laundry room for 7 days, okay? So you have 7 days to check off a task. There might be things in there that don't apply to your laundry room, okay? There is a little eraser edit tab. You can delete it. You can reword it if something doesn't apply to that zone or that room or whatever, or that area of your home. Like if you have different, like if you don't have a mic, like if she has you in the kitchen from, you know, this 1 week in that zone, if you don't have a microwave, then just delete it. You know, if you have a toaster oven instead, then just edit it and type in toaster oven, you know, things like that. If she has you in the living room, like we just bought a wood stove, she might have fireplace. If you're really particular, you could just type in wood stove, or if you don't have that, then just delete it. It doesn't apply to you. And what's cool is once you check the box, it moves it into the done. So you visually get to see what you've done, which for me is very helpful, because that mental load is gone for me, okay? That's what's helpful for me. I love the weekly blessings tab because I have things in there that I just do no matter what once a week. So I have, you know, cook a meal specifically that my family just loves that I don't make on a regular basis. So that would be like homemade cinnamon rolls or, like a homemade Danish or bear claws. Like I have specific things that I don't make on a regular basis that my family loves. Same thing with dinners or desserts. But blessing them through food and fellowship, okay, is important for me. That's part of my building of my home, is I want to be creative in ways like that and be intentional to serve them and have time together and build that community and family culture through fellowship and food in our own home. So, in the weekly blessings tab, I also have like changing all the sheets in all the rooms and pillowcases. I wash those once a week. Now, mind you, she has that in the zones, like whenever you're in those certain rooms. But that's just something for me that I added, if that makes sense. I like the weekly blessings tab. Same thing. Once you check it off, it moves it into the done. Anyway, it is just a fantastic app. Sorry, I'm sipping my coffee while I'm talking to y'all. It has blessed me tremendously. Like I said, for me, the habit alone was using the app. So I only focused on going into the app. Excuse me, hiccup. Going into the app every day and writing and following the morning, afternoon, evening routines and the weekly blessing. I focused on that because it helped with my daily rhythm and our routine. So that was helpful for me. The last couple of months, I added focusing on a zone. And then the third month, I added focusing on the habit. Like I had to do it incrementally. Like I couldn't do the full system all in 1 month because for me that was too overwhelming. And you know, that's what you have to do if that works for you. Now, if you're the kind of person that jumps all in and you're going to be faithful with it, then do that. for me, if I do too many things at once, like my brain gets just overwhelmed and then I just shut down. So I added one thing at a time. So download the app, step one. Step two, I added just following, you know, getting us on a daily rhythm. And this has actually helped us transition while my husband was working, 20-30 hours at his day job and then also at home. And then now that we've transitioned fully to home, it took us about a month. And I had to move some stuff around in the app. And that's what's cool is, like, you can tweak it to what works for your specific life and your home and your family and stuff like that. So I have just, every time I talk to ladies, I'm meeting more and more people that they need help with certain things, and then I'll just mention Fly Lady and I'll explain it, or I'll open my phone and I'll show it to them, and they're like, wow, that is so cool. So if you want, you can go on YouTube and watch some videos about it. There's not a whole lot, but there is some YouTube videos if you want like a different perspective or a different explanation. Don't just take my word for it, but you totally can. I just know how much it has blessed me. I know how much it's benefited me. I know how much it's blessed my family, how much it's helped my mental health, how much it has helped just the rhythm of grace in my home has just been speechless. I mean, it has been a tremendous blessing. And it's a free app. Like, that's what I think is so rad. It's free. It's free. So I think you should run over there, grab it. You know, scratch when I said try it for 2 weeks. Try it for a whole month. It takes a whole month to build a habit. Try it for a month. Mess around with it. See if it helps you. Like I said, focus on something that you need help with. I needed help. Oh, the rain's coming down harder. I needed help with a daily rhythm. Maybe you need help with tackling bigger projects in your house, you know. If that, you know, like, focus on that, then focus on the zones for a whole month. Like, maybe you already have a daily rhythm down. Maybe you already, like, I have a friend that has, she doesn't struggle with that particularly, like a daily rhythm and routine and getting the reminder to get things done. She's just done it for so long that she's like memorized how she likes to do things in her home. Hers is like bigger areas, like focusing on organizing her game closet or like the craft supplies or the laundry cabinets, you know, and so maybe this app could help you focus on bigger tasks like that. And it gives you a whole week to slowly work on getting it, clean, organized, or whatever, you know, reorganized, get, you know, throwing stuff away. I know the one zone, she had us in the laundry room, and mine's connected to my pantry, and that whole week, I just slowly, when I had extra time in the day, I just went through sheets, and whatever we didn't have matches to, or we didn't have that bed anymore, I threw it away. And it's like, we've only lived in this house for a year, but things change and they shift and you grow and you might not need that thing anymore. So you can donate it or give it to a friend, or sell it. Like, you know what I mean? But it helps get rid of just stuff you realize you don't, like, why am I holding on to this? Or like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had that, you know? So anyway, I hope this blessed you guys. I'm sorry I have like taken a sabbatical and I'm going to jump back into it. I've missed y'all. I did apply for an ambassador. Okay. I got a little guest with me. Sorry guys. So last things first, also pray. I applied for an ambassador sponsorship with Marriage After God for their like devotionals, books, things like that. So I'm waiting for an email. I want to see what they say. And if I do get an ambassador sponsorship, that would be a way that you can support me. And not only that, but support your marriage. That ministry, Unveiled Wife, Husband Revolution, their Marriage After God Together, they have a podcast. in a season where our marriage was really struggling, the Lord led me to them, and literally life-changing for me as a wife. So whenever they said they had a sponsorship, I was like, oh my gosh, that would be an ambassador thing. I was like, that would be, I've recommended them for years. I tag people in their stuff and I recommend their books. And it's like, I just think that would be so cool because it's something that I actually already naturally promote to people to bless them. So anyway, be praying for that. That'd be awesome. But I hope that you guys download this app and check it out. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review. Go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.